The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? It is Wednesday, November 6th here, and we're getting sports talk till 6:30 this evening, and I hand things over then to the Pelicans Radio Network as the Birds get ready to take on an undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers squad. 7 o'clock tip-off on AM and FM this evening. If you're looking for the LSU men's basketball game, that is over on The Bet. 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. Mentioned to you, obviously, big Pelicans game coming up tonight right here. Coverage starting 6:30. We are actually going to check in at the Smoothie King Center right now with Ollie Cosell, NBA writer. Ollie, how are things going over there, man? Are you? I'm hoping you're healthy enough for this game.
I am, but I guess what? I've got some good news, even better news than my availability. The fact that Zion Williamson, Jordan Hawkins, and Jose Alvarado, who are all questionable for this game, they're all playing.
Woohoo!
So just got announced they'll be in uniform. So Brandon Ingram won't be out there all alone.
Good to see here, obviously, because the rash of injuries, obviously we've been dealing with it with the Saints, and then it's spilling over into this Pelican season, has not been pretty, and you have a tough matchup tonight. Man, oh man, this Cleveland Cavaliers squad has been unbelievable and obviously unbeaten at 8-0 right now. Nate McMillan's done a heck of a job.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Steve, you know anytime you're missing a player or two, there's a chance your team, and NBA at least, can still win a game. But the fact that they were missing six last game, you saw exactly what happened against Portland, right? Pelicans played well, but then they decided to start doubling Brandon Ingram. And before you knew it, he of course, couldn't get a shot, so somebody else had to help and beat the Portland Trailblazers, and there was really nobody available. So that's the issue. And now, of course, tonight, totally different opponent, team that's probably playing better than anybody in the league. And you're right, Kenny Atkinson, their new coach, has, I think,
I said Nate McMillan.
And look, you had, you know, people are saying you got to trade one of Darius Garland, maybe even Jared Allen. And look, the fact of the matter is they're playing super well. So you've got two bigs you're going to be going up against when the team, the Pelicans, are one of the smallest. And, right, you've got to deal with two quick guards, Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell.
You look at this team now with the Zion Williamson being active in today's game, obviously huge for them. But what is the issue? Is it just a hamstring he's been dealing with?
Yeah, he had some soreness in the area, right, in his leg, where it was kind of, we were told it was the thigh / the quad area. So, yeah, it was one of his legs. And when you're as an explosive as he is at his size, right, you've got to be extra careful. So you didn't want it to turn into something worse. So he went through his treatment, but he's available to go. We were just watching him warm up about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Looking at this matchup, what is going to be key for this Pel squad tonight to try and hand a tough Cavalier squad their first defeat of the season in the Smoothie King Center?
Yeah, without a doubt, you can't let them get in the lane, right? Huh. Where the Pelicans have really struggled this year is when a team that's bigger, a team that's committed to crushing the glass, really beats up on them. And I'm talking about Portland. You wouldn't expect Portland, the team that finished last in the Western Conference last year, but they played with a lot of energy and they had some size, and that gave the Pelicans a lot of problems. They lost the rebounding edge in all three of those games, and that's what Cleveland can do for you. You've got Jared Allen, you've got Mobley, and then, of course, you've got to worry about their two guards that are breaking down opponents very well. And that was the Pelicans' calling card last 2 years, keeping opponents out of the lane. That's why the Pelicans are able to have a good defense despite not having a rim protector. But last few games, that's kind of slipped. And understandably, you traded Dyson Daniels. Herb Jones has been out. So really, that onus has fallen now on guys that aren't as proven defensively But yeah, they're going to have to find a way, right? You can't have Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland getting in lane, of course, and going off for 25 points apiece. You got to slow down at least one of them.
Ollie, you look at the Pelican squad, and I think fans getting a little discouraged, obviously, with the injuries and some of the poor play of late. But you look at the turnovers. I think that's been a big issue, too, for the squad. And hopefully things can get back together and get some positive momentum going with the squad. I know, obviously, the four-game home stretch didn't go as they'd like so far. Hopefully you can close it out with a victory tonight. And having some of those bodies back should at least help this team look a little bit more formidable. It's really not fair, and I know nobody wants to hear it, to judge a squad when all these injuries are popping up, just like with the Saints. You know, you just have to, you know, next man up mentality. But it's really difficult when it's those star players that you're dealing with.
Yeah, Steve, I'm glad you mentioned the turnovers. Right, when the Pelicans have had 14 turnovers or less this year in the game, they've won. So they're 3-0 when they've stayed under 15, basically. Anytime they've gone 15 or more, they've lost each of those games. So, yeah, that is one category you want to keep a close eye on. And look, it's become infinitely harder when DeJounte Murray broke his hand, right? They were counting on him to run the offense. And that's the way they practiced for a month, all preseason, that he was going to be able to push a pace for you, that Brandon Ingram wouldn't have to exert so much energy. He could run to a spot, pitch the ball, and then attack from there. Now he's being, of course, asked to initiate the offense. Same thing with Zion. So I think they're still going to have probably a few bumpy games, but it seemed like they were trending in the right direction, at least, before Zion got hurt. Because in that big win against the Pacers, I think the team had a season low of 8 turnovers. So if they can shoot for a goal like that, mimic that in any way tonight, they would put themselves in great position here at home to maybe give the Cavaliers their first loss of the year, because they're due, right? Hopefully the Cavaliers are coming in this building thinking, look at the Pelicans. They're 3-5. They're hurt. We don't have to bring our best. Hopefully, if they've got that mentality and the Pelicans play well, they can get that win.
Looking forward to it, Ollie. Always appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and enjoy the game tonight, man.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans, Ollie Kosel. You can follow him on X at Ollie Kosel, OLEHKOSEL. I'm going to take a break and be back with more of Sports Talk as they get ready for pregame coverage. Pelicans taking on the Cavs right here on WWL AM and FM tonight. Coming back.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back after the break. All right, who wants to be in the Caesars Superdome Sunday to cheer on interim head coach Darren Rizzi and the Saints when they battle those dirty birds from Atlanta? Well, you can score 2 premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. That's an open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. It's all overlooking Champion Square, too. Winning's easy. Just go to WWL.com/contest and enter your chance to win tickets to the Saints battling Atlanta from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyers of the Saints, and Saints Radio, WWL. Definitely looking forward to this matchup, and I know I've talked about, you know, things have been down for the black and gold. Things have been down for the Who Dat Nation. But I think everybody can get united on the front of hating Atlanta. It is hate week for Atlanta.
Oh, so much has been going on this week. I forgot about it.
I know. It just hasn't been as intense because you had, obviously, the letting go of head coach Dennis Allen.
Yep.
The trading of Marshawn Lattimore. Mm-hmm. And now there's this kind of flux of what's going on with this franchise into this matchup.
Oh, I was thinking bigger picture. There's the election. There's Alabama hate week. There's so much
too,
going
right.
on. And I was just like, we were talking this morning with Jeff on Tommy Tucker, and he was like, you guys are forgetting we play Atlanta this week. And I was like, yeah, you're right. We just spent 3 hours talking about the election. We do play Atlanta this week. And then me and Tommy kind of got, like, reinvigorated. We were like, yeah, screw Atlanta. Like, we kind of woke up a little
bit. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, a reminder to everybody, there is the Atlanta Falcons coming to town this week for anybody that feels like they've kind of checked out on the black and gold at this point because of the misery. But, you know, something to spoil their season a little bit. They're leading the NFC South right now. And you don't want them to sweep the season series against the Saints. And the Falcons, surprisingly, have been undefeated on the road this season, 3-0 Road Warriors right now.
Yeah, but I mean, Mike had, you know, we had Brad was up in the 5 o'clock hour, and he was mentioning kind of like these games between us and Atlanta. They're always weird. They're odd. They never follow. You know, we either blow them out, they blow us out, they win a game without scoring a touchdown somehow. Like, they're odd games, and the sentiment was basically like their defense might not stop our offense, which ironically has been kind of lackluster the last, you know, month or so. And it's just whoever's going to get to 35 first might have a shot. Hopefully, it's us. But if we can quote unquote ruin the season like the Panthers did to us, like, it's a W in my book.
I don't know, but whoa, 35 points. If this offense right now can score 35 points, I might faint.
That's a W in my book, too, yeah.
You're looking at the injury report from today, Cullen. We had four not practicing in Cedric Wilson, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Lucas Patrick, and, of course, Chris Olave dealing with a concussion. That's a big concern, obviously, going forward, not just his status for this week, but for the season and kind of his career. Young guys sustained too many hits to the head already.
No, it's like, What do you do? And I, like, who's that? We talk so much about Tua's situation, about, like, will he come back? Should he come back? And I feel like we're also having the same conversation about Olave. And it's a terrible conversation to have, regardless of what side of the equation you're on, whether you think he should stay, you know, with the team, whether you think he should come back, like, or not, or just retire. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just unfortunate.
I'm sure they're weighing those options right now because of the status of the season, also his health. I wouldn't imagine, obviously, you're rushing anybody back with a concussion injury and also a history of concussions. Back with this injury report for the Black and Gold. Also in limited action today, you had JT Gray, Rico Payton, Jamal Williams, and John Ridgeway. Will Harris as well was back on the roster. Then a full practice listed, though. You had Nephi Sewell, Shane Lemieux, Alvin Kamara, who's always dealing with something. Right now he's listed with that hand issue. And Derek Carr, but not with the oblique. He said he was a full go with an illness. So like you, Cullen, he was a little bit under the weather. I'm Steve Geller for Cullen Steele. We're going to have a great night heading into Pelicans basketball. Coming up next, pregame coverage and then tip off at 7 right here on WWL. Have a great night, everyone.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.